And it's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get it moving and get you out of the cold and into the warm. This is Tim Carey. There you go. One from Mr. Tim Carey. Welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, January 24th, 2020. Hope the new year is treating you well. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We have live in-studio performances and a rundown of weekend musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. Glad you're here with me. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. A snowy winter morning. I think the worst of it is already through. So now it's time to go out and play in the snow. Snow day for all the kids in town. No school today. Go out and build a fort or a snowman or a snowwoman. Make some snowballs. Throw them at your neighbors. Enjoy the day. Whatever you do, get out there. Have some fun. I love the snow. It's kind of a wet one, though. Good packing snow, though. All right. Yeah. I'm excited about the show this morning, even though my good friend Tim Carey, who was supposed to be here with me in the studio, was not able to make it due to the inclement weather. There was a big show at Rose Music Hall tonight, though. I'm guessing that they're still going to do the show. And at the Blue Note, quite a bit going on this weekend, as you might imagine. The festivals continue with the Missouri Folk Fest this evening at Rose Music Hall. Tim will be playing there, Tim Carey, that is, will be playing along with a number of other acts, including the January Lanterns, whom I love, and who were also with me here on OMR just a few weeks ago. Anyhow, maybe I can get Tim to give us a call if he's listening, and we'll talk to him on the phone, and I'll play some songs from Tim that I've got recorded here. You can find them as well, actually, if you go to Bandcamp and look for Timothy Conal Carey, C-O-N-A-L, the middle name there. At any rate, great stuff from Tim. There's a record that he recorded back in like 2011 or 2012. It's called The Mule in the Mountain, and I've listened to it for many years, and I still am. That first one we heard there was called Carry Me Back Home. We'll hear a few more from that effort as we go into the program this morning, all right? Hello to Miss Diana Moxon, just walked in. Nice morning out there, huh, lady?
It's great.
Yeah, my guests can't get here, though. But anyway, that's the way it rolls. So we will play another one, actually. Well, and if you're out and about, by the way, swing on by. The doors are open, 915 East Broadway. Come on down and say hello. Plenty of room here in the studio this morning. I'm also going to open the phone lines if you're someone who's playing this weekend, either tonight at Rose or at the Blue Note or anywhere around town. Like I said, we'll go through some of the things that are happening later this weekend, tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. I'll do that a little bit later in the program. But if you are somebody who's performing, give me a call here and we can chat with you on air about what's happening this weekend. The numbers here are 573-443-7380 and 573-443-8255. Either one of those will get you through into the studio and on the air with me, okay? All right, in the meantime, let's play another one here from Tim Carey. This is, once again, a song from his record, The Mule in the Mountain, and this one is called The Battle Hymn of the Damned. Back in a few minutes, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kopn.org.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Shoes are spinning fly when we hit that Texas line. 26 hours left to go. She'd already lost her mind. Maybe it was a whiskey, maybe just a coke. I think it's both. As we passed to Houston, the sun was shining bright.
Yeah.
All right. That is the Battle Hymn of the Damned. Tim Carey from The Mule in the Mountain. You're listening to it here. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Once again, streaming on the web at kopn.org. All right. Before we get too deeply into the show here, let me say a big thank you to Samantha Furkey and her trio who were here a couple weeks ago. I was out last week, and I have to apologize to Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Bunker Band because I was really looking forward to having those guys in the studio last week, but it turned out that I had an auditor come to my day job, and I had to be there and take care of some business. So anyway, we'll get Cat Daddy's and the gang down here another time, I promise. And once again, I'm sorry we weren't able to make that happen last week. Anyway, the week before that, though, Samantha Furkey and her jazz trio were here. And yeah, Sam and the band just killed it with some wonderful live jazz here in the studio. And they also performed later that night at the Missouri Jazz Fest, speaking of festivals. Anyhow, Samantha Furkey, wonderful young up-and-coming jazz singer. Great to have her here, and thanks to Lloyd and the band for making it happen. All right. Well, I would normally ask Tim to play another song for us right about now and then come back and talk with him. So what I'll do is give the phone numbers out again. Once again, if you're performing this weekend or if you just want to call and say hi, the number is 573-443-7380, 573-443-8255. Yeah, give me a call. And in the meantime, we'll hear one from Tim again. This one is called Apocalypse Whenever. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Don't
That's a great one there from Mr. Tim Carey. That one's called Apocalypse Whenever. Again, songs we're hearing this morning from a record recorded by Tim back in 2012 or so, maybe 2011. It's called The Mule in the Mountain. There's some familiar voices on this record. Actually recorded, mixed, and mastered by our old friend Tim Horsman. Well, everybody else knows him as Cletus. Miss Cletus, he was awesome, and hope he's doing well wherever he's at. Gary Morgan helped out, and Adam Tritt at Love Monkey Productions back in the day, summer 2011. This album was released actually in 2012. The songs are all written by Tim. He played the acoustic and electric guitars, played the bass, did the singing, and did all the arrangements. Eddie Boster helped out on the acoustic, played some lap slide. Andy Rehm playing the drums on the first few tracks. Steph Foley helping out with some vocals and playing the flute. And also designed some album art there for Tim. And Lucas Oswald playing the mandolin on a few of those pieces. So great stuff from 2012, Tim Carey. He'll be performing tonight at Rose Music Hall for the Missouri Folk Festival. It's going to be a great show. Weather permitting, I think the worst of the weather is probably behind us. It may kind of sputter along here for a little bit, but I think hopefully by tonight things will be okay out there on the roads and they can still get these shows off because there's a lot of good stuff happening around town this morning. Anyway, let's switch gears for a second and say hello. Welcome to Radio. No, it's not Radio Orbit. It's Open Mic Radio. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dave.
Dave Dernley.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling, Dave. How are things out there on the bluff?
Things are snowy out here on the bluff. The power's flickering on and off. You know, I'm just watching out the window. I got my coffee made, so whatever.
Yeah. Well,
Apocalypse Whenever.
Isn't that right? I was just going to say, Tim's last song, things haven't been so cool since the power went out. You know, it's amazing how much we depend upon electricity. Speaking of that, we got Tom O'Connor in the hallway here. He knows a little bit about electricity and solar power and that type of stuff. That's Diana's man, as a matter of fact. And I don't know, he must be doing some structural engineering analysis here at the back door. Looking like we must be putting some solar panels in here at KOPN. Anyway, all right, Dave. Well, that was a beautiful photo you sent from out there. It's certainly a lovely morning out there on the bluff.
Yeah, it's great. So old Tim's sleeping in this morning, huh?
Well, he called me and said he didn't think he wanted to drive in this snow, and I gave him a break. I said, yeah, I don't blame you. It's kind of nasty out there. So hopefully they'll get things cleaned up though, and they can play tonight. What do you got planned for the weekend? Are you performing this weekend, Dave?
Yeah, I'm playing with Tim tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah, me and Josh Wrong are playing with Tim.
All right, fantastic.
Hopefully I can get out later. I've got one run to make at the hill, so I'm going to wait till it's time to go and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got your truck. I bet you make it through. You've been through that before.
We'll see.
That's kind of cool. So it's you and Josh and Tim. Have you ever done that configuration before, the three of you?
No, not the three of us. We kind of had a mishmash of the Scrappers and the Ridge Runners one time down at Cooper's, but You know, I think way back in the day, Steph Foley and I had done a few Tim Carey songs, so I've been a fan of those like you have.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mule
on the Mountain came out. So anyway, I'm going to play a little mandolin and some baritone guitar on some, and Josh is playing the doghouse bass, and we'll see what happens.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to have to try to get out there and see that tonight. Let's see who else is playing at that show. We've got Tim Carey, of course, tonight, Missouri Folk Fest. This is 7 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock show down at Rose. Also playing tonight, the Burney Sisters will be at that stage, along with Michael Cochran, D. Clinton Thompson, and Rose Grotchen. Now, I'm familiar with Michael Cochran, but I've never seen him in a trio setup like this. And also,
yeah, he's,
go ahead, sorry.
He's done some stuff with that, you know, with D. Cochran before. Or,
D. Clinton Thompson, yeah, D. Thompson, yeah.
And, yeah, I saw them down at the Mission a year or two ago. Yeah, they've been around. He's been around Springfield forever, so.
Right. Also, the January Lanterns tonight at the Missouri Folk Festival, who I really like. In fact, if Christian or Andrew are out there listening, you can give us a call as well. I may play a song from the January Lanterns coming up here in just a little bit. So yeah, that's tonight, the Missouri Folk Festival. You get to hear Dave Durnley, along with Josh Wrong, helping out Tim Carey. Playing all Tim Carey songs, I guess?
Yep. We're doing the deed with Tim.
All right.
But, gotcha. Dave will be at the dive bar tomorrow night.
Oh, fun.
If you get out that way, we're doing that. And so I got to work all weekend.
That's a lot of fun, though. The dive bar has been doing some cool stuff lately. I'm glad they're I'm glad they're doing some music down there now.
Yep.
Georgia Lee and the gang.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, lots of stuff happening this weekend. All right, Mr. Durnley, well, I appreciate you giving us a call. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck getting up the hill. And
good to talk to you. We'll see.
Yeah, you'll be all right, hopefully. And if I don't see you tonight, have a great show tonight. All right.
Thanks, man.
All right. Take
adios.
It easy. Yep. Adios. All right, Mr. Dave Durnley, you can catch him tonight with Tim Carey playing at the Missouri Folk Festival. And also tomorrow night, performing with, I should have asked, but definitely Dave Angle with Dave Durnley and probably Tony Lotvin tomorrow night if it's the full setup of the Daves. That, well, of course, Dave Lotvin, I'm have to correct myself there. Tomorrow night at the Dive Bar. That's a lot of fun if you haven't been down there. They do some music now and, well, go down and check it out if you like. All right. All right. It is about 25 after the hour now of 9 o'clock on this 24th of January, 2020. I like to say 2020. And you're listening to it here, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. There's Mr. Tim walking in, the boss man. Good to have him in the house safely. And, yeah, things are rocking and rolling here at KOPN already on a Friday morning. We like it around here on Friday morning, so. Once again, the phone lines, 573-443-8255. Or 573-443-7380. If Michael Cochran or the Burney Sisters or January Lanterns, any of you all are out there, give us a call here and we can talk a little bit about the show tonight. Let's mention what's happening at the Blue Note while we're at it. Tonight we have Missouri Bass Fest at the Blue Note. That is featuring Jay Phelps, Section 8, Medusa, and Ledour. 8:30 doors, 9:30 show. So you can actually catch some of the show at Rose and then get over there to the Note if you choose. Tonight at Cafe Berlin, we have the Darkroom Records Artist Showcase. And I wish I knew more about that. I should have paid attention up front and could have tried to get some information about that Darkroom Records Artist Showcase, because that's always interesting, and it's mostly younger artists from the high school scene around town. Anyway, that's tonight at Cafe Berlin, Darkroom Records Artist Showcase. Tomorrow, nothing happening at Cafe Berlin. Next week, great show at Cafe Berlin, though. I'm looking really forward to that. Jack Grelli's going to be here in town. And tomorrow night, we were supposed to have Ward Davis and Josh Morningstar at Rose, but that was moved to the Blue Note because they sold a whole bunch of tickets, apparently. So you got that happening tomorrow at the Note, Ward Davis with Josh Morningstar and Clint Park. And so because they moved that to the Blue Note, you will have the Missouri Reggae Fest, which will be happening tomorrow night at Rose. And that's featuring Aaron Cam and the One Drops, the Driftaways, and the Austin Cold Band. Once again, any of you out there, if you're listening and you want to talk about the shows that are coming up this weekend, give us a call, 573-443-8255, 573-443-7380. Sunday, we've got Jackson Stokes at Rose with Blake Gardner and the Farmers. Wow, excited about that one too. I love Blake and the Farmers. They're excellent local regional band. They were down here with me a few weeks back and really enjoyed the time we spent, and certainly the music they're making is fantastic. And in fact, you got, well, Jordan from the Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Buster band playing bass for both those groups. And anyway, great stuff coming up this weekend for sure. Now, the Missouri Hip Hop Fest has been rescheduled. That's not going to be held until next Wednesday, the 29th of January, over there at Rose, okay? All right, what else do we have? We talked about the Blue Note Thursday. There's a comedy show coming up there. But no, tomorrow night, Ward Davis, Josh Morningstar. All right, we talked about Rose. We talked about Cafe Berlin. That'll be cool, the Darkroom Records thing tonight. Rocheport General Store. They've got the February calendar up, but nothing for the end of January, so I can't tell you who's playing tonight and tomorrow at the Rocheport store. I can tell you that it's usually a lot of fun if you happen to be heading that way. That's about the only thing you'll see down by the river on a weekend like this. Nothing going to be happening at Cooper's, and I'm certain that Catfish's Katie's is shut down for the winter. Eastside, anything happening to Eastside Tavern? They've been doing music once in a while, so I figured I'd check, but I think it's just karaoke this weekend. Nothing at Eastside. And Fretboard Coffee, once in a while they'll do open mics on a Friday, but that was last week. So, all right, that's about all I've got to say for events that are happening around town for the next few days. Let's play one here from another artist that's playing at the Folk Festival tonight. This is one from the January Lanterns, and it's called All I Think About. I'll be back with you in a few minutes. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And this is January Lanterns. Back in a few minutes.
Rather make pennies and love you will than grow a money tree just to watch it build. Shooting for the moon but aiming low cause it's dark outside. Every memory that we made I'll use it later in the shimmer shade. All I think about, all I think about, all I think about. South Dakota, the only one at the devil's shoulder. Had my own Rushmore to ourselves when it was 2 degrees. Next trip to the sea and back is just a way to laugh. Far away. songbird and sing. When you wake up, when you wake up, when you wake up,
wake up with you. When you're suffering, when you're suffering, when you're suffering, I'll be there with you. All I think about, all I think about, all I think about is you.
All right, you listen to it here, KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Turns out we were off the air for a couple minutes there between 10 after and quarter after or so. I don't know if it was affecting the live stream or if it was just over the traditional airwaves, but regardless, yeah, I'm glad you're back with us and hopefully things are sounding okay. It's Mike and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. That was a song from the January Lanterns, and I'm going to play another one from them right here. This one is called I'd Rather Hide. I'll be back with you all in just a few minutes. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio on KOPN and streaming on the web at kopn.org. I'm thinking that I may hear from our friend Justin Hickerson, but I'll keep an eye on the phones and get back with you all in just a few minutes, okay?
You are the bold one.
That one's called I'd Rather Hide. Another one from the January Lanterns. Beautiful stuff from Kristen and Andrew. All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about 9:38 on January 24th, 2020. We've been listening to some music this morning from Tim Carey, who will be performing at the Missouri Folk Festival this evening. We've also heard a song or two from the January Lanterns, who will also be performing tonight at the Missouri Folk Festival. Then we also have the Burney Sisters, who will be performing at the Missouri Folk Festival tonight. And we've got a little bit of time here, so let's play one from the Burney Sisters. This one is called Constellations. You can catch all these bands tonight at Rose Music Hall. Doors at 7, 8 o'clock show. And this is the kind of stuff you'll be hearing. It's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. One from the Burney Sisters. That one's called Constellations. This program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Quantum Wireless Services. Serving mid-Missouri since 2012, Quantum Wireless Internet provides internet, television, and phone services to residential and business customers. More information is available at quantumwirelessinternet.com or by calling 573-256-1166. Quantum Wireless Internet, the connection to the digital world. And speaking of sponsors and underwriters, you know, it'd be nice if we had a open mic radio regular sponsor, somebody who actually sponsored this show in particular and would throw some money toward KOPN. So if you'd like to do that, get in touch with us here at the station. 573-874-1139 is the office number, or you can contact me directly, or go to the website, whatever. But it'd be great to have some more people involved here with Open Mic Radio. All right, let's say hello and welcome to the show. Who's this?
Man, I really can't stand that David Dernley. I can't believe you took his call.
You know, I don't have a screener, so I just sort of have to take whoever ends up on the line with me. I know sometimes I get the real rotten ones, though.
Yeah, well, he calls me all the time, and I just hang up. I just can't stand that guy. Gosh, this is Justin, by the way. Justin Hickerson.
Justin Hickerson. And for those out there who aren't familiar, we're just joshing with Mr. Dave Dernley. Actually, no, Justin will be like, no, I ain't kidding, man. I can't stand that song.
I'm not kidding at all. Oh, look, and now he's calling me right now.
He's going to tell you that you owe him $20.
Yeah, he's sitting out here telling me, hey, you're doing it wrong. No, just kidding. For the uninitiated, Dave Dernley is actually my lover. So I give him a hard time sometimes.
No pun intended.
No, none at all.
All right.
He's a very passionate man. I'm sorry. I've been out plowing snow since about 10 o'clock last night.
So. Wow, that's right. I forgot that you've got the big trucks with the blade on the front. You've been busy, friend, huh?
I'm plowing right now.
That's Mr. Plow.
Uh-huh. That's what I do.
That's one of my favorite Simpsons episodes with Mr. Plow.
One of the favorite what?
One of my favorite Simpsons episodes when Homer gets his big plow. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's brilliant.
Now, unfortunately, you're not going to believe this. I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons when I was a kid.
I sort of believe that. I know you had sort of a strict upbringing, for sure.
Well, yeah. It was conservative.
Yeah, okay. That's well said. All right. All right. Well, Justin, what do you got going this weekend other than moving snow?
Moving snow. I'm going to be with the Daves on Saturday.
Fantastic.
But in addition to that, on Saturday, before that, that's at
the dive bar.
8 o'clock or at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30 or whatever. But in the hours immediately leading up to that, I'll be down, actually at Cooper's Landing with Tim. He said they're not doing stuff this time of year, but I think they're trying to get
They've got that indoor thing now, don't they?
Yeah, they're trying to get that going. So they had asked him to just do a set out there. He asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said yes. And I was assuming, with it being Cooper's and all, that was going to be a afternoon endeavor, but it looks like that's from 6 to 9, and the Daves are from 8:30 to 10 or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to play for the first half of the deal with Tim, and then I'm going to bounce on out to Dive Bar.
All right. That sounds fantastic. That's going to be a fun show. I like when they do music down there at the Dive Bar. And
fun.
So we should mention, though, I sort of misspoke about Cooper's, and they are trying to get it together with some stuff in the wintertime, because they've got, I haven't been down there to see what they've got for inside sounds, but if you want to check it out and find out, you can see Justin and the Daves down there. No, who's it? You and Tim?
No, just me and Tim.
It's you and Tim tomorrow afternoon from 6 to 9 or thereabouts.
The better looking half of the Ridge Runner.
That's right. That's right. And I'll also say thanks to Dave for letting me know that when I mentioned earlier that I didn't know what was happening at the Roachport store, Molly Healy's going to be playing there at the General Store tonight.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, Molly Healy Trio tonight at Roachport General Store. So, okay. Wow, all right. Well, great. So you got a busy weekend, my brother.
It appears so. Mm-hmm. I have long abandoned all concepts of time and normalcy for this week. So
have you really been out all night? Have you really been out plowing all night?
Yeah, that was not a joke. I actually, if you want me to be real honest, I've been out since 4:30 on Wednesday morning with a 6-hour break for sleep.
Wow. Well, you need to take a break, my brother.
I agree. But breaks don't pay, man.
No, they don't. Not too well, at least.
but anyway, it's kind of part of the gamut. I used to really hate it, but now I kind of embrace it and all the wonky and strange things that come from sitting in a truck for 2 days.
I imagine. All right, buddy. Well, I'm gonna let you go, and you take care of yourself and try to get some sleep and enjoy the shows over the weekend, all right?
All right, will do. Talk to you soon, Mike.
All right, brother. Take care. All right, Justin Hickerson. Watch for him out there on the road. He'll be moving some snow around in a big old truck and a big old blade, and he'll be tapping on the drums and playing some music for Tim Carey tomorrow evening down at Cooper's Landing. And, of course, once again, you got Tim Carey tonight at Rose Music Hall, and you got Dave Durnley and Josh Rong going to be playing with Tim tonight. That's going to be fantastic. And along with them, you've got the Bernie Sisters, Michael Cochran and his gang, and there was one other artist that I'm escaping in my memory, so I will pull it up real fast here and see how good I am at it. Oh, duh, the January Lanterns, who we just heard a song from, or a couple songs from, just a little bit ago. All right, yeah, going to be a great show tonight, and then you got a lot of great stuff happening on Saturday as well. All right, we got a few minutes to play some music here, so let's play. Well, we started with Tim Carey. Let's play a couple more from Tim on the way out of here, okay? This is, once again, Mr. Tim Carey. And another one from his record, The Mule in the Mountain, from 2012. This one is called Pale. Great song here. Back in a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
I'm
Cold Pale. Once again, Tim Carey. You're listening to it here at Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. All right, just a few minutes to wrap things up here. Thanks to y'all for listening and for folks calling in and saying hi. I will say that next week we have a young lady named Effie Lillig, who I'm very excited to have with me. She'll be playing some songs for us and talking about her music. My apologies to the Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Bunker Band. We'll get them here another time. Al Jolly's going to be coming sometime early this year. Dennis Lane, Abigail Rose, Flossie and the Bettys. They'll be coming in about a month or so. Nick Gorham, Kyle from Hit Records. We'll get Kyle back here to chat a little bit. Ray Fitzgerald, maybe, if I can convince her. And who knows who else. We'll get Dernley back here again, and obviously Justin sometime, and Hoot and Howlers and all the gang. So anyway, appreciate the listening. And if you have anybody that you'd like to hear on the program, send me an email, okay? MikeHagan at MikeHagan.com. You can check out the website there as well. Just put MikeHagan.com/OMR. And you'll find Open Mic Radio, and you can listen to all these programs if you missed them, okay? All right, stick around. Diana Moxon, and Speaking of the Arts, in just a few minutes, we'll wrap it up with one last one from Tim Carey. This is called I've Been Working for the Man Since the Day I Was Born. Catch you all next week. Take care of yourselves.
Living. Well,